Each yes answer was scored as 1 point, leading to a possible ace score ranging from 0 to 10. For example, a person who experienced frequent verbal abuse, who had an alcoholic mother, and whose parents divorced, would have an ACE score of 3. Of the 2/3 of respondents who reported an adverse experience, 87% scored 2 or more. 1 in 6 of all respondents had an ACE score of 4 or higher. In short, Felidi and his team had found that adverse experiences are interrelated, even though they're usually studied separately. People typically don't grow up in a household where one brother is in prison but everything else is fine. They don't live in families where their mother is regularly beaten but life is otherwise hunky-dory. Incidents of abuse are never standalone events, and for each additional adverse experience reported, the toll in later damage increases. Felitti and his team found that the effects of childhood trauma first become evident in school. More than half of those with ACE scores of 4 or higher reported having learning or behavioral problems, compared with 3% of those with a score of 0. As the children matured, they didn't outgrow the effects of their early experiences. As Felitti notes, traumatic experiences are often lost in time and concealed by shame, secrecy, and social taboo. But the study revealed that the impact of trauma pervaded these patients' adult lives. For example, high ACE scores turned out to correlate with higher workplace absenteeism, financial problems, and lower lifetime income. When it came to personal suffering, the results were devastating. As the ACE score rises, chronic depression in adulthood also rises dramatically. For those with an ACE score of 4 or more, its prevalence is 66% in women and 35% in men, compared with an overall rate of 12% in those with an ACE score of 0. The likelihood of being on antidepressant medication or prescription painkillers also rose proportionally. As Felitti has pointed out, we may be treating today experiences that happened 50 years ago, at ever-increasing cost. Antidepressant drugs and painkillers constitute a significant portion of our rapidly rising national healthcare expenditures. Ironically, research has shown that depressed patients without prior histories of abuse or neglect tend to respond much better to antidepressants than patients with those backgrounds. Self-acknowledged suicide attempts rise exponentially with ACE scores. From a score of 0 to a score of 6, there's about a 5,000% increased likelihood of suicide attempts. The more isolated and unprotected a person feels, the more death will feel like the only escape. When the media report an environmental link to a 30% increase in the risk of some cancer, it is headline news. Yet these far more dramatic figures are overlooked.